Amen. Well, good morning. Good to be back in the house, well, the broadcast this morning, and be in your place of listening. Praise God for you taking time out this morning to tune us in. Trust you're making plans now to be in the house of God today. It's the day the Lord made, and I would be glad and rejoice in it. It's Easter time. It's the time we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I praise God for his resurrection. Amen. He got up from the grave. He's not in there this morning. Take a trip to the Holy Land if you'd like and find the place of the grave, and you'll find it's empty. It's been empty ever since Jesus got up on that day, on Resurrection Day. Amen. Good to be saved this morning. Make plans to be in the house of God today. Our service is here. Where we're a member at is at Mountain View Baptist Church. We're having service at 8 o'clock this morning. And so you come and be with us today in the service this morning, 8 o'clock for the Easter service this morning. And be not be having service tonight. But of course, on Wednesday, be back at prayer meeting on 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening. So you come be with us today. Appreciate you taking time tune in the broadcast today, and hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning, be an uplift to your soul today, and remembering what it's all about. It's all about him this morning. Oh, it's not about us. It's about him. Jesus died for our sins and rose again for our justification. He put us in heaven by his death, burial, and resurrection. We that believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm glad there's a future for us today. So it's good to be here this morning. Thank you this morning for praying for the broadcast. I pray you continue to do that today. Pray that God would bless it and use it for his glory and for his honor this morning. So you pray and ask God to help you today. Be in the house of God if you're not a Christian this morning. It'd be a good day to get saved. I don't know of a better time to get saved than on Christmas morning. Amen. When the Lord's resurrection celebrated, I tell you, you can believe on him. He believeth on him. Amen. And so it's all about redemption this morning. That's what it's all about. He got up. Praise God, he got up. He got up. And he's still alive today, seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And he's our Savior this morning. Thank God for that today. All right, let's pray. Father, as we bow this morning in your presence, I want to thank you for the privilege, God, just about the throne of grace this morning. And Lord, come boldly to that throne and come through a risen Savior this morning. Thank you for raising him up and making him our Redeemer and our Savior and our Lord. I thank you for that. I pray and bless every need in Radio Lamb this morning. Touch every heart that needs help today. I lift every burden according to your will. And our Father, just guide us throughout this day, on this Lord's Day, on this Easter morning. Oh, thank God for the hope we have in our hearts today, knowing that soon and very soon, Jesus is coming. We're going to see the King. Amen. Going to be a good day. I thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your provisions of grace, your help in the time of need, for peace in the time of turmoil. I'm glad we've got somebody we can trust in. Have your will and way now. I will praise you for everything that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen this morning. All right, we're going to have some songs today. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart this morning. And so you listen now as they sing. Amen. Flood lose all their guilt.
rejoice. He chose the place, he chose the hour, that he would rise by his own power, a sacrifice 3 days ago. And now, praise God, a lamb arose. There rose a lamb in Jerusalem. He was the Son of the Great I Am. He proved the victory. I wasn't there when Jesus died. I wasn't there to see him rise. But I was there when he saved my soul. Within my heart, this lamb arose. There rose a
God.
Each time I stop and take the time to look around me, I see the signs of His appearing everywhere. The things He said would come to pass now before.
he's coming, you might as well just get ready because our Lord's coming. Matthew chapter 28 this morning. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn, toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did quake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, and there shall you see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests and all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. And they took money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they were worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. All right, that's reading Matthew chapter 28 this morning. And I want to use this subject for the message today, of course, in this time. What a blessed day it is. We're celebrating celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to go back into verse 1 for a phrase that I want to use today for the subject, for the message this morning. The Bible said, the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, and the other Mary to see the sepulchre, toward the first day of the week. I want to use that subject this morning on this is the day. This is the day. Amen. I remember a scripture where the Bible said this is the Lord's day. Let's be glad and rejoice in it. But this is the day that we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the day. Thank God for that. And you begin to think about the events that were taking place here. Here we are in the garden, and the sepulcher is there, and the graves are all around us, and we're surrounded with tombs where people have died and been put in there as a burial, and we're surrounded by that all over the place. But this is the day. This is the day that Jesus is going to be made known that he's not dead, but he's alive and he's well today. Thank God for that. And so this is the day that heaven and earth came together. Oh, they came together here in this garden, in this tomb, and Golgotha, rather, not the garden, but Golgotha. Here they came together. Events began to take place. There was people represented here today. You'll find the believers are there. Mary and the other Mary, they're there. They're looking for the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. The believers are there. We found that the keepers are there. In verses 4, there's all kind of people here represented in the graveyard that day. And so on Golgotha, it's a place of death. The stench of death is all around. I mean, there's dead people there. There's people that have been put in graves, and the stone has been rolled before them, and there they lay. And so it's a smell of death in that place, a smell of death. But listen, there's the sight of death also. You see the tombstones. You visit the graveyards today, and you'll see the sight of death. It's there. But of course, today, there's the vaults, and there's a burial process today that it really is better than it was in those days. But when they walked inside that Golgotha burying place that day, there was a stench of death all around them. And brother, they came to that place, and there they represented death. Amen. And of course, the believers were there. Mary and the other Mary were there. Thank God. And they were looking for something. They were looking at the sight of death. But you know, in the midst of all that death and the stench of death that was there in the sight of the tombs and where people had been buried, and there was one grave in that place that was clean. It was unused. There was no stench of death in that place. Jesus had been put in that tomb, and there was no smell of death there. Thank God. The Lord Jesus Christ had been resurrected. He had come out of that grave. He was alive, and he was well. And they were looking for somebody that was dead, but they found somebody that was living, that was not there, and left behind the testimony that he's not there. Thank God. And so there's the believers. There's the keepers, those that had been paid off, those that had been the soldiers that were there. They had been paid to tell a story that the Jews had taken the body and slipped it away. And they carried it away. They'd been paid to tell that story, and been told unto this day, the Bible said. But there's no one there. Thank God. There's the representation of all kinds of people in that place there this morning. It makes a difference when you walk inside the graveyard this morning, whether there was someone there that was dead, there was someone there that was gone. As something unusual had taken place here in the graveyard, something that very unusual. Brother, when folks were buried, they stayed there until the body had decayed and until maybe somebody had moved the bones. But my friend, there was something different about the graveyard this morning. There was something different. This is the day that Jesus could not be found in the tomb. This is the day where redemption had justification had been taking place, and where Jesus had got up from the grave. They sealed the tomb. They put the seal of Rome on the tomb, but he didn't stay dead. Praise God. He came out of that grave victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Thank God. He was the Son of God. He made a promise. He said, if you destroy this temple, he said, in 3 days, I'll raise it again. The Son of God, brother, came out of that grave this morning, and inside that graveyard, inside that one tomb, there's no stench of death. He's been resurrected. Brother, he came out of there, thank God, victorious. Amen. And so there's, listen, their exposure to the truth here is made known, because in the midst of that graveyard also, there was the angel of the Lord. In verses 2, the Bible said that the angel of God, brother, made himself known. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Brother, there in that graveyard this morning, there was a representation of life. And brother, Jesus was alive. Amen. And the angel came. Heaven was represented here. And the people, the unbelievers, were represented here. The believers were represented in that great graveyard this morning. morning. And brother, listen, how the Son of God was represented also, that because there was a heavenly, angel there that came down to roll the stone back and show them that there was no one in that tomb. Praise God. This morning, but not only that, but I tell you, in this graveyard this morning, was there unbelievers and was there believers, and there was a death and the stench of death and the sight of death all around, and there was also the representation of heaven. There was the angel of the Lord. But I tell you something better than that this morning. In verses 9, the Bible said they went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them. The Son of God was there. Praise God. He got out of that place. Of course, in another gospel, you'll find when Mary came to the tomb, and they came to find out that he was risen from the dead, and she thought he was a gardener. But brother, he said, Mary, and she said, my Lord. I'm telling you, Jesus was there in that grave that morning. Thank God he came out. He wasn't there as a corpse. He was there as a living soul. Brother, the Son of God, the second of the Trinity of heaven, represented brother God in that place this morning, because Jesus had always said these words, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father also. Heaven was represented in that tomb, at that graveyard that day, and the Son of God, praise God, made himself known in that place. Listen, my friend, I'm glad there was something real in that graveyard that day. There was no longer in that tomb, brother, there was no stench of death, but there was a resurrected Son of God, and the grave clothes were folded, the napkin was folded, placed in its place there, as symbolizing, I'm going to be back. Amen. Jesus, brother, listen, he died for our sins, he rose again for our justification, and brother, he let it be known that he was alive and well. They tried to lie, and they tried to spread an untruth about the Son of God, and they said the disciples carried him away, but my friend, no, brother, Jesus was alive and well. The Son of God was breathing and moving, brother, in that graveyard that day as a resurrected Lord. He wasn't there, nothing is a lamb any longer. He was a resurrected Savior, the lamb that had been suffered and that had died, and that he had been beaten for our sins, and brother laid his life down, took it again, and walked out of that grave, praise God, under his own power. He said, I've got power to lay it down, and I've got power to take it again. Jesus, my friend, I was resurrected. Listen, my friend, do you know him this morning? Do you recognize the fact that you're a sinner, and you need Jesus in your life today? Why do you need a Savior? Because he's the living one that paid your price for your sins and got up out of the grave to justify you, and that you might believe on him. Brother, you can be saved by the grace of God. I'm glad one day he made himself known unto me and showed me that he was my Savior and my Lord, revealed to me that I was a sinner and that I was lost without God and that I needed a Savior. And brother, that's only one way to find peace this morning, and that's come to Jesus Christ. And the blessed Lamb of God that takes our sins away, and brother, redeems us by his grace, redeems us by his mercy, and brother, looks at us with a heart of love and shows us what it is to redeem sinners from the clutches of Satan and the clutches of death. Jesus got up. He's alive and well this morning. Do you know him? I tell you, if you do know him, you ought to be in the house of God today, worshiping the Lord that redeemed you by his grace. Let the world know that Jesus is living. He's living this morning. He's alive and well today. And brother, he's coming back real soon to get every saint of God. It's good to be saved today. Hallelujah for the Lamb of God. Hallelujah for the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday at the same time. Amen. Amen.